My next guest is someone who's becoming a bit of a regular on the show, is Upper House MP for One Nation, based in Goulburn, but seems to spend a lot of time trying to sort out issues around this neck of the woods. Rod Roberts, good morning.
Good morning, Darren, and thanks for having me back on again. And yeah, you're right, I'm starting to feel like a bit of a local up there in the valley.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it, doesn't it? So we're here today to talk about the Doyle's Creek mining licence, or what was the mining exploration licence that doesn't exist anymore, and the fact that there are still many people here in the Hunter Valley that invested their hard-earned dollars into this thing, and they're still waiting for compensation from the state government. So I suppose before we get into that, can you sort of give us a bit of a brief history? Because this goes back many, many years.
It does, Darren. It does go back a long way. In fact, it goes back to about 2008. Now, in 2008, the then Resources Minister, Ian MacDonald, who was a Labor minister, and I think, you know, a lot of your listeners will be well aware of Ian MacDonald and his activities. Anyway, MacDonald issued an exploration licence, number 7270, to a company called Doyle's Creek Mining to explore the coal around the Doyle's Creek area. Now, that was in 2008. And then in 2010, Doyle's Creek Mining actually sold or was purchased, taken over by a company called New Coal Resources in 2010. Now, New Coal was a stock exchange listed company and therefore had gone through all the scrutiny and governance that applies to a stock exchange company. They were a legitimate and still are a legitimate organisation. Mm-hmm. So they purchased it in 2010. Now, around late 2012, 2013, the flag went up on Ian MacDonald and his activities. And as a result of that, ICAC did an investigation in relation to some of his coal licences that he dished out. And as a result of the ICAC inquiry, ICAC said that, look, the process was tainted. And the directors of Doyle's Creek, the original company, were corrupt, and that it recommended the government should cancel the exploration licence. But at the same time, though, the ICAC said that New Coal Resources was innocent of any wrongdoing, completely innocent, and that if the government cancelled the exploration licence, they should consider issuing compensation to the innocent shareholders of New Coal.
And, of course, the government did cancel that licence. That was Barry O'Farrell, wasn't it?
It was Barry O'Farrell, and he did cancel the licence. You're exactly right, Darren. But in cancelling the licence, he failed. He failed, and his government failed to provide compensation to the innocent shareholders who had bought shares in New Coal in good faith. Now, let's remember, New Coal itself wasn't even involved in the process of the original issuing of the licence. They bought the licence from Doyle's Creek, you know, some 2 years later, and the ICAC themselves said New Coal was innocent of any wrongdoing at all and weren't involved in any nasty business, so to speak.
My guest is Rod Roberts, the Upper House MP for One Nation, talking about the wait that many investors here in the Hunter Valley and overseas are still waiting for compensation, as recommended by ICAC. But also there was an Upper House inquiry, wasn't there, that also recommended the same thing, and that was unanimous, that compensation should be paid.
That's exactly right, Darren. I happen to sit on that committee. It's the Law and Justice Committee. And we issued a report when we examined all this. And the recommendation number two, I always remember the number of this one, recommendation two in that report was the government should compensate innocent shareholders in New Coal. Now, the thing to note about that committee, as you've rightly alluded to, was it was a unanimous decision. Now, that committee was made up of government members, crossbench members and opposition members. But everybody agreed that compensation is due to these is due to these innocent shareholders. They are due to receive it. Subsequent to that, Darren, even as late as last year, I also happened to sit on the committee that oversights ICAC, and we did an investigation into reputational damage. And in that report, we also expressed our desire for the government to look at that recommendation from that original committee and urge them strongly to provide compensation to these innocent shareholders.
that's been swept under the carpet, obviously.
Oh, look, completely. You know, and a number of these shareholders have reached out to me. Now, there are institutional investors, but as you alluded to, there's a heap of mum and dad investors up in the Hunter Valley. Now, these people bought shares in a company that was listed on the stock exchange. Now, they bought shares in a coal mining company because they know the coal industry up there in the valley. They know how important it is to New South Wales. They know what it does to the economy. They know what it does to jobs up there, and they're comfortable with it. They knew the people involved in the mine, and they put their hard-earned money into it. Older people putting their retirement savings in there, younger people borrowing money to invest, to, you know, hopefully strive to get ahead later on in life. And they just had this whipped from underneath them, and they have done absolutely nothing wrong.
What sort of money are we talking about?
Oh, look, it would be into the millions. My understanding, one of the last valuations of new coal resources was around about $400 million. So it's a lot of money that's been taken. And again, Darren, you're on the money when you're alluded to international investors. Now, I know that some Japanese institutional investors and investors from the United States also put money into this company. Now, what does that say for risk in investing in New South Wales? Where you could put your hard-earned money into a company listed on the stock market, as I said, having gone through the proper scrutiny and governance procedures, and the government at a stroke of a pen just turns around and wipes out that company by taking from them their asset, and that asset was the licence to mine coal at Doyle's Creek.
My guest is Rod Roberts, Upper House MP and member for One Nation. We're going to take a break and come back and see what Rod has actually been trying to do about this on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.
The 2020 Retro Countdown.
Hi, it's Aaron on the next countdown. We're heading back to the week when this musical hit the big screen.
Oh, I am a pirate king. It is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
There's more when we visit this week in 1983.
Check out more at retrocountdown.com.au. The 2020 Retro Countdown.
Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to 981 2NM anywhere you go, including your morning drive up the Golden Highway, your daily walk to Mare and Vol Park, even while you're dropping a line in at Lake St. Clair. You can listen to your heart's content anywhere you go on iHeartRadio. Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to 981 2NM.
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio. The only audio streaming app you need. 2NM's Community Switch. Stay in tune with our community.
Do you need some support with your groceries at the moment? The Adra Food Pantry in Musselbrook is here to help you. They can help you with a box of groceries containing bread and available fruit and veg for just $10. They are open every Thursday from 11 a.m. at 8 Bell Street, Musselbrook. For more information, look them up on Facebook. Just search Adra Food Pantry, Musselbrook.
For everything happening around the Hunter, head to 2nm.com.au.
981 2NM with Hunter Valley today and Darren Catroupi and Rod Roberts as we continue our conversation about the fight for compensation by these victims of the original Doyle's Creek exploration mining licence that has been the subject to many reports, including ICAC and State Parliament. So, Rod, we just talked about the history and people being ripped off. You've been contacted by a number of people from the Hunter Valley, as you mentioned. Now, you've written to the Attorney General on numerous occasions. What has the response been?
Yes, I have, Darren. I've written twice, once in May 21 and again in May 22, to see where the government was in relation to providing this compensation. And at that point in time, the Attorney General, Mark Speakman, wrote back and said the government reserves their position in relation to this matter and that they were waiting for the conclusion of all court cases. Now, in December of 22, just recently, two months ago, the last court case relating to the original Doyle's Creek directors was heard, and that was in relation to Mr. John Maitland. And on the 20th of December, the Supreme Court of New South Wales acquitted John Maitland of all charges that were levelled against him and said that he was not involved in any corrupt activity to obtain that licence in the original instance, that all the fault laid at the feet of Ian MacDonald, the minister. He was the one that acted corruptly, no one else.
And, of course, former Minister MacDonald is behind bars. There's not that excuse anymore, I'm assuming, to the Attorney-General to say, because the court matters are concluding, which is why we're talking about it. They have concluded.
Exactly right, Darren. He doesn't have that excuse anymore, if you could use it as a prop. So I wrote to him last week again in the formal way of what's known as a question on notice. And the Attorney-General has to the 22nd of February now to reply to me. And basically all I said was, you know, what is the government's position now that these court cases have been dealt with and it's finalised? When are you going to provide compensation to these innocent mum and dad shareholders that bought shares in Newcoal in good faith?
So I assume you don't have a response yet?
Not yet, and I can guarantee it'll take to the very last day that it's due. So it won't come to the 22nd of February. But I give you an undertaking, Darren. The moment I have that answer, I'll be in contact with you to let you know.
Well, that would be appreciated. And, of course, all the people here in the Hunter Valley that are victims of this, what's the chances that the attorney will just say, well, the election's coming up now, and just not respond to it and wait and see what happens?
Well, that is a live possibility. I think that would be a disgrace if that was the response, because, as I say, and you know, as we've talked about, this has been kicked around for years. It's like kicking the can down the road. Well, it has to stop, because there's innocent people that have been hurt as a result of this government's actions, and they need to make good on that process. And let's not forget that ICAC said, if you're going to cancel the licence, which they end up doing, part two of it was that you should compensate the innocent shareholders. Well, the government ran with part one and completely ignored part two altogether.
Yeah, well, it's just not good enough. And we'll talk to some of these victims in the coming weeks as well, as we lead up to the election, because there's, well, probably no time like now to raise these issues to try and get some traction as people are trying to get votes. So, Rod, thanks very much for filling us in and for your work on it. And, yeah, I wait with interest to hear when you do get a response from the Attorney-General, in fact, if you do.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. And look, thanks for your interest in this matter too, because I know it does affect a lot of your listeners up in that way.
No problem at all. Rod Roberts there, the Upper Hunter.